Catholic League, Statue Topplers Are Urban Barbarians. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 24, 2020. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has denounced the misguided destruction of statues of St. Junipero Serra, the Apostle of California. Smashing statues of American icons is all the rage among urban barbarians, Dr. Donahue states. Ignorant of history, they are destroying statues of those who were among the most enlightened persons of their time, which includes the 18th-century missionary Father Junipero Serra. Protesters tore down a statue of Junipero Serra in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park on June 19 and the following day toppled another statue of Serra at Placida Olvera in Los Angeles. Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles, the president of the U.S. Bishops Conference, USCCB, has held up Father Junipero for his compassion and his effort to establish rights for Indians and women. Donahue notes, and the priest was canonized a saint by Pope Francis in 2015. The vandals toppling statues do not know their history, Donahue insists, or they would not be trying to erase the memory of distinguished persons who played a pivotal role in the American story. Serra got along well with the Indians, Donahue observes, and his goal, like that of the Franciscan missionaries whom he led, was not to conquer the Indians, it was to make them good Christians. The missionaries granted the Indians rights and respected their human dignity, quite unlike the condition of black slaves, Donahue adds. The Indians appreciated their efforts, drawing a distinction between the missionaries and the Spanish crown. The former treated the natives with justice, the latter did not. Setting the record straight, Donahue notes that the missionaries did not eradicate Indian culture but learned the native language of the Indians and employed Indians as teachers. The missionaries also taught the Indians how to be masons, carpenters, blacksmiths, and painters, he states, and women were taught spinning, knitting, and sewing. The Franciscan missionaries established 21 missions up and down California, 9 of them under the tenure of Serra, who personally founded 6 missions, Donahue observes. Serra himself baptized more than 6,000 Indians and confirmed over 5,000 and some 100,000 were baptized overall during the mission period. If the truth were told about St. Serra, he would be heralded as a friend of the Indians, not as their enemy, Donahue concludes. But truth matters little to those whose hearts are full of hatred and whose minds are closed to reality. Follow at Williams Rome.